Pray with me, please. Most merciful God, I thank you for all the blessings you've poured upon us, but most especially for that blessing of life eternal with you in paradise, purchased through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray you'll fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and close it when I've said enough. Amen. Be seated, please. There's a common thread that runs through all these readings today.
Shepherd the sheep.
Sheep? You know, you cannot. Sheep are strange animals. In Scotland once, there was an old man who had a flock of sheep, but he was following behind them, driving them. And a tourist stopped and asked him, says, I thought the good shepherd led from the front. And he says, I'm not the good shepherd, I'm the butcher. There's a story about the bummer lamb. You may have heard it before, you might have heard it from me. But every now and then a lamb is born in a flock and the mother rejects it. And if he tries to go back, she headbutts him and kicks him and drives him away. And if not rescued, he'll die. And the smart farmer goes out and picks the bummer lamb up and takes him into his house. He wraps him in a blanket. And while he's sitting in his chair rocking, he's holding the bummer lamb to his heart. And the bummer lamb's heartbeat will soon synchronize with the shepherd's heartbeat. And they form a bond. And everywhere the farmer goes, the bummer lamb is running right along behind him. And when he goes out to gather the other sheep, the bummer lamb who had been rejected goes and brings the other sheep in. I'm a bummer lamb. I think a lot of us are bummer lambs. So that's a proud title, wear it well. And know that every day in your life as a bummer lamb, your job is to bring in sheep. I ain't the only one that brings people in, y'all bring them in. They come because they see the witness in your life. They see things on your face that only the good shepherd can place there. They see things in your heart that only the good shepherd can place there. They see the face of the good shepherd on you. All of us are bummer lambs, and we have a job to do. We have to bring the sheep into the house. Tough job, but somebody got to do it. And now it's been 7 years since I've been here. And to my knowledge, so far, no charges of heresy have been filed. Not that I'm expecting it, but you never can tell in this litigious sea we swim in. But I'm just so thankful to be here. I've often told people there is no other place, church, or cathedral I would rather be in than right here. This is home. This is where my good shepherd lives. This is where we all come to worship and pray and to praise his name. For he is our God and we are his children, the sheep of his hand. Praise be to God for that. So enjoy your status in life as a bummer lamb. I enjoy mine. And it is with great joy I proclaim that specific title. God bless the Bummerlands. Without us, be a lot of empty pews on a Sunday. Hell, I ain't gonna keep you long because I know there's good food over there waiting. And I've been preparing for that. I came at the men's club, I came very close to committing gluttony thanks to Miss Beverly's spaghetti sauce. It was delicious. Steve did okay with the noodles. But your sauce was, if it was a bullfight, I would have awarded your sauce 2 ears and a tail. And that's the highest honor you can get in a bullfight. But regardless, Lord, I just thank you for this time. I praise your name. I sing glory to you. And I thank you for all you've given me. Amen.